Morning. Yesterday, you would have heard MEC Panyaza Lesufi on the show talking to us about this plan, Solidarity's plan, to have their own Afrikaans-only institution. And he was at pains to say, Kino, I don't mind an Afrikaans-only institution. I don't mind that, as long as it's not just going to be an institution for people with one skin tone. So I said, well, you know what? It's one thing to talk to an MEC of basic education about these sort of things. Let's actually talk to Solidarity themselves. So joining you this morning is Head of Research at Solidarity, Connie Mulder. Connie, good morning. Good having you on the show.
Good morning, Kenan. Pleasure to be here.
Now, listening to all the comments about your plans, one would think that you're going to start a university called Urania. So I thought maybe we hear from you this morning what your plans are, but most importantly, and even before we get there, why is it so important to have a private Afrikaans-only university in South Africa?
I also listened to MEC Lesufi yesterday. Mm. What's worrying is that he's telling us what we think. I don't think that's the proper place. It didn't arise out of anger. Mm. It arose out of need. This is not a university. It's a basic Google search feature. It's a technical training college that does training in electricians, millwrights, diesel mechanics. Yeah. And there is really no public alternative if you want to study technical training in Afrikaans. So this university, or technical college, was created 12 years ago. It's not a new thing. It's now moving to a bigger premises because it's outgrown its old premises. That's what we're building. Mm. From our perspective, this is a private educational institution built by 10 rands from each one of our members. It's not massive funding. We're taking 10 rand from each one of our members every month and saving it. That's protected and envisioned under Article 29 of the Constitution. Mm. That's providing instruction to South African citizens in one of the official languages of the country. As a linguistic community, we feel strongly about having Afrikaans as an educational language. I saw Prof. Langa Kumalo at UKZN is busy with a similar thing in isiZulu, trying to facilitate having isiZulu as a language of instruction. So we're sort of flabbergasted with the attacks on a linguistic community that's literally spending its own money to facilitate education for its children in its own language. I struggle to see the problem.
Yeah, listen, it's a point I made yesterday as well. And by the way, I mean, the fact that it's a technical college is much needed. Everybody's going with, coding and Allah Khut, and that's fine, and we need that. But we mustn't forget the trades. So very important that you're dealing with all of those. But I do think, though, the question then is, when you say, is this a technical college, a tertiary institution for your constituency, or is it for all South Africans? Because we need to look at both. Who exactly do you see as your constituency, and would they be the ones primarily benefiting from this?
So we are primarily organized as an Afrikaans and Afrikaner organization. Right. But this technical college is based for people who want to study technical training and have the language of instruction as Afrikaans. So if you are willing to, or if you understand Afrikaans and you're willing to study in Afrikaans, then you're welcome to apply. There's nothing stopping you. We're serious about mother tongue education, so we think having Afrikaans as a language of instruction at a technical college is something that's good for us and for our community and for the greater South Africa, because what you're getting is you're getting a better tradesman who has studied better, who passes, and who can then start working at addressing the dire skill shortage that we have regarding technical skills in South Africa. So it's not a unique, I wouldn't say it's an exclusionary, isolationist point of view. Mm. It's basically a linguistic community saying, we're not going to sit back and wait for government to provide us a technical college for our children in our language. We're going to do it ourselves. And that is, it's private money. There's no government money at all involved. Mm. This is blue-collar workers spending 10 rand a month making sure that their children have the opportunity to study in Afrikaans because it's something that they feel strongly about.
Okay. So I want to go back to exactly what you just said there. Blue-collar workers paying 10 rand for their children. So when you talk about the blue-collar workers demographically, because we can talk about things linguistically, and I think that's important, but demographically, what percentage of the blue-collar workers that you represent are actually black?
Of Solidarity's membership itself, we don't actually keep a stat based on race that closely. We're much more concerned with language and culture than we are with race.
Okay, but you said Afrikaner earlier. Connie, I want to go back to something quickly. I want us to understand each other here, because this is not me here to knock you. I think what you're doing is a blinking brilliant idea, quite frankly. But I just need to understand, because we need to dig into these things, right? So when you tell me that you linguistically Afrikaans and Afrikaner, does Afrikaner include Indian, coloured and black South Africans?
Well, it depends if an Indian, coloured or black South African says they're an Afrikaner.
No, what does your constitution say?
The constitution does not define Afrikaner at all.
Okay.
We work with self-definition, which is linked to the 1919 Copenhagen document that the EU also adopted with regards to minorities, that says if you say you're an Indian or you're Hindi or you're a Xhosa or you're isiZulu, then you're the one who determines that. Unfortunately, South Africa has not moved that way significantly. So we don't define Afrikaner as a race or something. It's a cultural community with self-definition and self-association as the primary factors. If you're asking, is this only going to be a college for white people? Because that's the broad gist of what Mr.
That would be the only concern I have. I don't have any issue with anything else. That is the key question.
But of course not. It's a college for Afrikaans people. Well, for the Afrikaans community, or if you're willing to study in Afrikaans, you're more than welcome to apply. We did not have a guest list other than MEC Lesifi believes. There was a board next to the campus that said, "We're doing a soul turning on the 13th of September. You're welcome to join." It's not based on race. Article 29 of the Constitution explicitly prohibits this. It does, however, also say that you are able to create or to study in the language of your choice. Hmm. So it's an Afrikaans technical training college that will allow people who comply or who adhere to the language policy, saying it's going to be Afrikaans language of instruction, to apply regardless of race. We're not going to be able to accommodate you if you're isiZulu or isiXhosa for the simple reason we don't have that capacity. Mm. And I don't think people need to remember we're not the government. Mm. We can't build language-based colleges for every single linguistic group. But we're more than willing to help share know-how. If those communities would want to reach out and say, but we would like to do something similar, then we are more than willing to say, but this is how we can do it, and this is how we can fix the state of education.
You see, as long as, and the other tool that sometimes is used by private schools and some Model C schools, right, is funding and capital. So we know the country is skewed when it comes to who's got the means. And what a lot of people do is they put prices very high so that, you know, automatically, you would find majority, let's say, white, well-off South Africans getting into an institution. Now, that is another concern that's been raised, and I'm just putting it at your doorstep to say, how are you going to deal with that? Is part of what you're doing to also have a representative institution, but with Afrikaans at its core?
Well, representative is an interesting word because it will automatically be representative of the Afrikaans community. If it's as Afrikaans as a language of instruction, most likely. So you're never going to get national representation in Afrikaans community. You're most likely not even going to get provincial representation. And since it's in Pretoria, the Afrikaans community does look a certain way in Pretoria, so it will be representative of, and this is true of every single educational institution, of the population immediately in its feeder area, because that's inevitably with freedom of association who you're going to attract. Regarding funding, it's a private institution, which means, unfortunately, we don't have access to the taxpayer base. Mm. It's not that expensive, but we have to cover costs. We're not marking it up. It's not a profit for profit organization at all. Mm. We're trying to just basically cover the cost of buildings and those things. And from our perspective, the way we're going about it is literally getting each one of our members to spend 10 rand a month to help build this college. And then hopefully once this college has been established, we can provide instruction to people who want to study in Afrikaans and address the skill shortage in South Africa, because the public technical colleges has gone extremely downhill under the ANC government.
I don't think we can disagree with that point. You're talking about Afrikaans. Well, according to the ISA Institute of race relations. More black, coloured and Indian South Africans speak Afrikaans at home than white South Africans.
Yes, I think it's 60% coloured people speak Afrikaans and 40% white. 35% white, and then you've got Indian and black components.
En soos Professor Abraham de Vries vir ons gesê het, daar is nie 'n suiwer Afrikaans nie. Jy kry allerhande Afrikaans, maar dis almal Afrikaans. And the people who speak it are people who are linguistically Afrikaans. So, you know, I'm listening to this, Connie, and I'm not going to try and be one of those politically correct broadcasters that will try and shame you for representing who you represent. You constitutionally represent people. The only problem I'll ever have with your technical college is if people are excluded based on the color of their skin. But you've already addressed that. And obviously, how the application process takes place, who applies, who you choose, on which basis you choose it, would all obviously speak to that. But we can't do that unless we examine those numbers in the future. I think the fact that you are addressing a very important issue, which is skills delivery in this country, is the most important thing to me.
Oh, thank you, Kina. Just once again, I agree with you on with time for South Africa to focus only on the race of people is hopefully passing. For some reason, we need to stop this race obsession. From our perspective, we're using Article 29 in the Constitution to build a private educational institution with our own money that has one of the official languages, Afrikaans, in fact, the third biggest language in this country, as the language of instruction. Hopefully, to then further, it's not isolationist, but to further the economic development of the country we love and live in.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right. This obsession with race is something that obviously needs to be dealt with. But I personally am obsessed with equality and access to opportunities and not limiting those because you're not seen as X amount or X type of person. So, you know, being black doesn't mean you're poor. Being black does not mean that you are disadvantaged necessarily. Some people will argue with me on that particular point, right? Because some black people are advantaged and have been advantaged for a long time. But in general, the majority of black people are the ones who are disadvantaged in South Africa. So while we don't talk about race, we need to talk about equality. Would you agree on that?
Well, we're in court about this now on a different topic. To specifically address that, we should be moving towards a needs-based solution when we talk about affirmative action and economic empowerment rather than a race-based solution, for the simple reason that you've illustrated is we're now seeing inequality within the black community that's reaching staggering heights with certain individuals that have no real physical need for economic redress anymore. They're multimillionaires, but still benefiting from a system. Yeah. And then that system is failing the masses of poor people in South Africa.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, that's an interesting point, and it's something I'm going to throw out there as well. But listen, well done on what you're doing. I mean, if I see that you have 99% white people on your campus, and then, you know, we know that 110, you know, like 70% of the people who applied were only black. But, you know, I'm not going to presuppose that any of that's going to happen. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do what you do, and you're doing it for the sake of the country and the skills that we need. So well done to you on that.
Thank you, Kina. Let's see. It should be completed in 14 months. So we're going ahead and building the educational institutions that we think South Africa and our community needs.
Okay, well, there we go. Connie Mulder, Head of Research at Solidarity. What's your take on that? What is your take on that? Surely, you know, Afrikaans people, and if you think about what's happening at universities, there's this perception that there's this attack on Afrikaans and that Afrikaans is being pushed out. Now, whether that's the case or not is something that needs to be studied a lot more carefully. But I do think Afrikaans is a beautiful language. Afrikaans is a language that comes armed with a lot of because the power of a language is when it's attached to culture, it's attached to IP, it's attached to all sorts of stuff. And there is a beauty in this language. There's a power in this language. And I really think it's a language that we need to embrace in South Africa. So we'll obviously keep our eye on that. But the gut that I have, the gut feeling that I have at the moment basically says, well done to Solidarity on doing this and providing what we need, especially for Afrikaans. Why not?